From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. With winter fast approaching, the city of Columbia wants to make sure its residents are ready for the first snow. KBIA's Aaron Schrader has more.
The city of Columbia will host its first Snowpalooza this Thursday, an event aimed at educating the public about how the city handles snow and ice storms. Attendees will have a chance to look at snow fighting equipment and ask the city staff questions about Columbia's policy and procedures. Barry Dalton, the spokesman for the city's Public Works Department, says that although Columbia hasn't had a major storm in the past couple of years, it's important that the city and its residents are prepared for any type of weather.
And there's just lots of nuances to the policies and procedures of a snow, when there's a snowfall for a city of this size. And, you know, questions like, you know, what does it mean that you're plowing the roads to a passable condition?
Snowpalooza will take place from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday at the City Salt Dome, and free ice scrapers will be handed out to the first 200 visitors. Aaron Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.
Two Republicans are now hoping to unseat Democrat Nicole Galloway as Missouri auditor. State Representative Paul Kirtman of Pacific announced his candidacy for the post today. He's a financial advisor who represents Franklin County in the Missouri House and a Marine veteran, but he does not have an accounting background.
He takes more than just being a wizard on Excel or Microsoft Excel or knowing how to use spreadsheets. You need somebody who can actually reach out and actually lead to actually apply solutions and work with the lawmakers on this. So this is an office where we actually have to have executive-type leadership.
Kirtman is set to face fellow Republican and St. Louis attorney David Wassinger in next year's GOP primary. Jefferson City Public Schools will hold a community meeting on diversity this evening. It is the first of a series of meetings following an incident last month where a group of high school students posed in a picture with racist imagery. Member Pam Murray of the Jefferson City Public School Board says she doesn't want these conversations of how to better represent diversity to fade away.
I think that this time it just needs to not have a discussion and walk away thinking that problems are solved.
Murray says she hopes these meetings will be the first steps in creating a community that understands the struggles of people of all different backgrounds. The meeting is from 6 to 8 p.m. and will be held at the Boys and Girls Club of Jefferson City. Public defenders are raising concerns after the Missouri Supreme Court disciplined an attorney with a large caseload of indignant clients and then told another public defender that she must ask permission before denying additional cases. Missouri State Public Defender Director Michael Barrett said the two decisions have created a conflict. The first ruling was issued last month and led to a Columbia-based public defender being placed on probation for a year for neglecting clients. Barrett blamed the issue on the attorney having too many cases. Public defenders have sought to limit their caseloads after the ruling. But last week, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled against a southeastern Missouri public defender. She wanted a high court to block a lower court judge from forcing her to take on more clients. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup.